in the limelight.
This sharp jump in COVID-19 case numbers is being driven by the virus variant BA2, which is even more transmissible than the original Omicron version that swept Britain at the beginning of the year. We're prepared for you an article written by Robin McKee. The piece is titled UK COVID cases at an all-time high, free testing scrapped. So what will happen now? It was estimated recently that almost 5 million people in the United Kingdom are now believed to have COVID-19, an all-time high figure for the disease which first struck the nation 2 years ago. Scientists added hospital admissions and deaths are also rising, but not nearly so sharply. This sharp jump in case numbers is being driven by the virus variant BA2, which is even more transmissible than the original Omicron version that swept Britain at the beginning of the year. The latest wave comes just as the government has ended free testing for the virus and as the nation prepares to enjoy its Easter holidays. This prospect raises the fear that further increases in case numbers, followed by rises in hospital admissions and deaths, could afflict the United Kingdom. But as other researchers have pointed out, spring has arrived and warmer weather will allow more and more people to mix out of doors, where they are less likely to infect each other. In short, the outcome is unclear. So what is the likely trajectory of the disease for the rest of the year? And what key measures should be taken now to limit the spread of COVID-19? Should mask-wearing regulations remain strict? Professor Paul Hunter of the University of East Anglia says, "I don't think so, unless you're someone who is particularly vulnerable." The latest Office of National Statistics characteristics survey doesn't find much benefit of mask wearing anymore, though that does not mean that face masks don't work. It is probably just that people who haven't been wearing face masks are more likely to have had the infection already, and so are less susceptible. This point was backed by Professor Roland Keogh of Edinburgh University. Professor Keogh said, "With all other restrictions pretty much removed, we have very little evidence that cloth masks, such as commonly worn, have much effectiveness against the Omicron variant due to its higher transmissibility." However, the vaccine expert Peter English argues that mask wearing still has an important role to play in limiting the spread of COVID. Peter English says masks are particularly effective for source control, at preventing an infectious person from infecting others. And there are people who remain in high risk from COVID-19. They cannot protect themselves as well as they need to by wearing a face mask themselves. They rely on others to protect them by masking up in enclosed public spaces. Can Britons expect UK infections to peak soon? Professor Sheila Bird of Cambridge University says, "Yes, with respect to Omicron BA2, it will probably peak in the next couple of weeks in England and Wales, to be followed in 2 to 3 weeks in terms of consequent COVID-mentioned deaths." Professor Paul Hunter of University of East Anglia says, in fact, infections may have peaked already. "My best guess is that they peaked around 21st of March, but given that the Office of National Statistics survey is a prevalence survey and always published a week behind, we should not expect to see falling Office of National Statistics estimates until next week at the earliest, and probably not until the following Friday, 8th of April. However, Professor Keogh added, "The picture is likely to be confusing." He said, As testing goes down and surveillance is slowed or stopped, it will become very difficult to tell for sure. Are Britons likely to get a COVID-free summer? Virologist Julian Tang of Leicester University says, no, COVID-19 will persist throughout summer and into autumn. It has not become fully seasonal yet, unlike the flu, which does disappear almost completely throughout spring and summer. He added the seasonal behavior of flu also contrasts with those common colds that are caused by coronaviruses and which persist all year round, albeit at relatively low levels, but with peaks in autumn and winter. This point was backed by Professor Hunter. He said, even in the absence of a new variant, I suspect we will continue to see infections at a rate of a few tens of thousands a day, but most won't be diagnosed and recorded. He added, we're only diagnosing about 1 in 7 to 1 in 8 new infections now, and this may drop. However, the rate of hospitalizations per infection is lower than at any time and does seem to be continuing to fall. So hopefully we won't see many COVID-19 hospitalizations during summer. Professor Keogh also warned that infection numbers were also likely to remain high. He said, we have to remember that for the bulk of people vaccinated last autumn, there will be a substantial drop in immune protection unless all adults are offered booster shots. This combination means that it is likely that there will remain considerable Omicron infections circulating, though we will expect the overall level to drop compared to now. What direction should vaccine development take to protect Britons against future rises in cases and new variants? A range of improvements in vaccines was highlighted by Peter English, who pinpointed several key areas when efforts should be directed. He told The Observer, current vaccines are very effective at preventing serious illness, but if we are to prevent transmission, we need vaccines which are more effective in preventing transmission. Ideally, we would also have vaccines which induce longer-lasting immunity. In addition, it will be helpful to develop new methods of vaccine administration, such as nasal sprays and vaccines that have been updated to match circulating variants, as well as COVID-19 vaccines which can be given in combination with flu vaccines. Peter English added, we may well require an annual vaccination against COVID-19 due to waning immunity, just as we do for influenza. It would make a lot of sense to combine the two in a single annual jab.